From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey downs a Russian jet fighter. President Barack Obama says the downing of the fighter along the Syrian-Turkish border Tuesday is evidence of an ongoing problem with Russia's military operations in Syria. Turkish F-16 shot down the Russian jet. Speaking during a joint news conference in Washington with French President François Hollande, Mr. Obama said that Turkey had a right to defend its territory and its airspace. The Turkish Prime Minister is strongly defending the action. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu robustly defended the downing by two of its fighter jets of a Russian bomber that Ankara claims was violating its airspace. He says the entire world should be aware and sure that we will do whatever necessary in order to ensure our country's peace and security within all this ring of fire, in order to maintain peace in Turkey. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. and French leaders are vowing new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants. Mr. Obama called the Islamic State group a scourge that threatens all of us. Mr. Hollande said his nation would not give in and called for a strong joint response with the U.S. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to the attacks in Paris earlier this month. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for Mohamed Abrini, who was seen driving a car with fugitive Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam 2 days before the November 13th incidents. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide bombing at a hotel in the northern Sinai Peninsula. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed in the attack. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Kerry condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. The State Department says the secretary and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed steps that could be taken to stop the violence and strengthen security cooperation. Here is Mr. Netanyahu.
There can be no peace when we have an onslaught of terror, not here, not anywhere else in the world, which is experiencing this same assault by militant Islamists and the forces of terror.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At least 12 people were killed in Tunisia's capital Tuesday when an explosion hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard. The Interior Ministry says the blast occurred in the center of Tunis. Security and presidential sources said the explosion was an attack, adding it was not immediately clear whether it was a bomb or an explosive fired at the bus. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months than first thought. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. The boost came as businesses restocked their goods. Pope Francis arrives in Uganda late Friday, home of one of the largest Catholic communities in Africa. Serinho Roseblad reports.
Workers are putting the finishing touches on the preparations of the Namugongo Shrine in Kampala. As many as 2 million people are expected here Saturday for a mass with Pope Francis. Church leaders cannot say what exactly the Pope will discuss in Uganda, but global inequality has become one of his signature issues. Ugandans say they eagerly await the Pope's message. Serginho Roseblad, Kampala.
Russia threatened Tuesday to cut off natural gas and coal deliveries to Ukraine. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak accused Ukraine of refusing to help rebuild electricity pylons blown up by pro-Ukrainian attackers over the weekend. The explosion interrupted gas supplies to Crimea, Ukrainian territory annexed by Russia. The Ukrainian government has denied the accusation as absolutely groundless. A U.S. court has sentenced a Pakistani man to 40 years in prison for plotting to bomb a British shopping center. Abid Nasir, 29, was convicted earlier this year of providing support to Al-Qaeda, conspiring to provide material support to Al-Qaeda, and conspiring to use an explosive device. Although he was never charged in Britain, he was extradited to the United States in 2013 to face charges related to a subway plot. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.